Well, I suppose the schooling system in America and in England is not quite the same, I would imagine. I mean, for example, John, I mean, what age do you start school?
In America, most people start school at age 5. They go to kindergarten, and it's a voluntary thing, but most people do that.
At 5, yeah.
I actually went to state primary school at the, and I started just after my 5th birthday. Most people start at 5 and then they can leave when they're 16. I actually stayed on until I was 18.
So basically, it's more or less the same starting age. But when do you finish in the States?
Well, we finish, you can go to high school. Most people finish high school, but you can actually leave school legally at the end of the 10th grade,
Which is
when you're about your 16, when you're
All
around
right. So
16.
more or less actually the same thing.
Yeah.
And as far as examinations are concerned, I mean, is it that I think is very different, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I took exams at the age of 7, then 10, then 14, and then 16.
And what about in America?
Well, exams are not quite the same. They don't have the streaming exams in America that they do in Britain. So we have exams right throughout our educational career, from the time we're in the first grade. You have tests and things all the way up through, but not with the same kind of pressure on you
I
as they
see.
have
Yeah, it's
in
easier,
Britain.
isn't it, in America? Yeah.
In that way, yeah.
And in England, I mean, England is famous for punishments, isn't it? I mean, I don't know if you do it still, but is it still going on?
I didn't really have any horrible punishments at school. I think sometimes in some schools it does go on. We had things like detention and lines. You had to write lines out for 100 times, something like that.
But no beatings or things like that.
No, not for me anyway.
Right, and in America, I mean.
I think when I was very young, because that was some years ago, they may have had light corporal punishment, but I think all of that has been abolished now. They don't have it. They're not allowed to
Yeah,
anymore.
for the best, huh? And homework, I believe that homework in England is quite like a serious thing, though.
Yes, I think the older you got, the more homework you got. I think probably I had about half an hour's homework a day on average.
Well, it's not too bad, as a
Not
matter
too
of fact.
bad,
It's
no.
very good. I think I probably had more. I think on average, around about an hour a day.
Oh,
Certainly
that
in high
much?
school,
Oh, really?
yes.
I thought America was actually easier on homework. Oh, well.
Well, it depends, but you start getting into high school, then you have certainly an hour a night.
Oh, really? Okay. And on the other hand, I mean, I think I understand that in America, the classroom participation is a very, very important feature, isn't it?
Oh, yes, that's very true. I mean, you get to know you. There's a more informal kind of relationship, I think, between the school kids and the teachers in America than perhaps there is here, certainly as there was before. Maybe that's changing now. And I
Well,
think that contributes a lot because you feel more free to ask
that's
questions
right, and
and respond.
that tends to give you assertiveness, huh? Doesn't it?
Yes, it does help, yes, certainly.
Yeah. Well,
What
we,
about,
I mean, we had very little classroom participation. We had sort of group work with the teacher, you'd have question and answers sessions.
But more formal then,
Yeah,
as a matter of
a
fact.
lot more formal, actually.
And, I mean, I don't know what's the situation in America and in England. I mean, do you have to pay for schooling at universities and things like that? I
Oh,
mean,
yes. Yeah, but for example, me, I went to university at a state college, a state university. And if you're a resident of the state, then really you don't have to pay as much as, say, someone coming from outside the state would. It still costs a fair amount. It still costs a fair amount.
Yeah, I went to university for 3 years, and I was very lucky because I had my fees paid by the local education authority.
All right.
I think that's becoming less and less common these days.
Yeah, my parents had to meet my tuition charges because your fees are fairly steep, but as I say, they're not as bad as private universities.
And what about getting in there?
Into university?
Yeah.
Well, in America, it depends on what your grade point average is coming out of high school. It depends on certain examinations that you take, test scores outside of the school system, what they call the SAT scores and various
Oh,
achievement
yes.
tests.
What happened? You choose a university that you wanted to go to, and then that university would make you an offer, or may not make you an offer. I was very lucky, and I went to the university of my choice, But they do ask for certain grades. It was, I think it was like three B's when I went. But I think it's getting higher and higher now, and harder and harder.
More selective, as a matter of fact.
Yes, yeah.